When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Thank God for saving me. This is Minister Andre Jeffries. I am your prayer host this morning, giving honor and praise to God who is the I'm striving and desiring to keep him at the head of my life, to my wife, to Bishop Eric Clark, Pastor Lenore Clark, all the pastors, elders, mothers, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, prayer leads and members, partners, and especially those that are joining us for the first time. I'm praying for new people to come on the line, on our prayer line. I hope we're sharing it with somebody. We are welcoming you this morning. We are welcoming you in the name of Jesus. Come on in, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Touch us, Lord Jesus, with your presence. We need you, Lord Jesus. We need you, Lord. Thank you for your love this morning and waking us up. In the name of Jesus. All right, we're going to go right into our first prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Bronson. Are you there?
Yes, indeed.
Amen. Go right ahead, sir. Let God use you.
Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. He is worthy of all the glory, honor, and praise we could possibly give him. Just as Minister said, when we think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for us, there should be some type of reaction that rises up, and our souls should cry out, hallelujah. Let's thank God for saving us. My prayer topic this morning is faith, hope, and love in action. And we all know that by the end of 1 Corinthians 13, you know, Paul is saying love is patient, it's kind, it doesn't boast, it doesn't get envious, it doesn't, you know, go after its own way. And he says faith, hope, and love are these wonderful things, and love is the greatest. But let's go into detail and figure out how faith, hope, and love are in action. And I picked a couple of verses from some letters that Paul wrote so that we could see what these things actually mean. Let's see faith in action. According to Hebrews 11:1, we know that faith is the reality or the evidence of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen. We realize that, and he goes through this hall of fame where Abel brought a more acceptable offering to God than Cain by faith, and how Enoch was taken up without dying by faith. And Noah built a large boat to save his family, and he obeyed God by faith. So it's having proof that what you hope for really exists. It's having evidence of things that we can't see. And I like how in these definitions that faith, hope, and love, once again, they show up in each other's definitions. And that's faith, once again. It's faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. And let's find out what hope is. According to Romans 5:3-5, we rejoice too when we run into problems and face trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength, and strength develops character. And that strength of character develops our confidence, which is the hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead us to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us because he has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with love. So all of these trials and tribulations actually develop confidence in us, and it gives us hope. And this hope will never allow us to be ashamed. Why? Because God has filled our hearts with love through the Holy Spirit. So hope in action looks like going through trials, but knowing that God will not disappoint you, knowing that God will never put you to shame. That's what real hope is. And it's not wishing upon a star, but it's knowing that God gives us because he's filled our hearts with love. He's filled our hearts, and he's given us opportunities to endure and to be patient. What does love in action look like? The Bible says in Romans 5, 6 through 11, when we were utterly helpless, Christ came at just the right time and died for us sinners. Now, most people would not be willing to die for an upright person, though some might perhaps be willing to die for a person who is especially good. But God showed his great love for us by sending Christ to die for us while we were still sinners. And since we have been made right in God's sight by the blood of Christ, he will certainly save us from God's condemnation. For since our friendship with God was restored by the death of his son, while we were still his enemies, we will certainly be saved through the life of his son. So now we can rejoice in our wonderful new relationship with God because our Lord Jesus Christ has made us friends of God. So I see some grace and mercy in there also. But love in action says while we were walking the opposite way, while we were doing wrong, God showed off his great love and sent his son to die for us. He didn't wait for us to get it together. He didn't wait for us to turn the opposite direction. He didn't make us repent before he gave us a reason to. But he showed off his love while we were still sinners. And then put us in a better situation once we believed and made us friends of his. We went from enemies. He showed off his great love, and he gave us a path to becoming friends. So real faith, hope, and love in action is faith. It's not by what I see, but I have proof according to the faith that I have that God is going to turn things in my direction. Hope is saying, I know, because in spite of my situation, that God will not disappoint me or put me to shame. And his love is saying that I'm calling you back in spite of how far away you've gone, and I'll put you in a better situation once you believe. Let's pray about those three things. Dear Heavenly Father, we love you. We thank you. We thank you, thank you, thank you for this plan that you've created for us, this plan that you've already ordered our steps, even though we were walking in the opposite direction. We thank you, Lord God, for showing off your great love, love that's patient, love that's kind, love that's not easily angered, love that doesn't demand its own way, but your love and kindness actually drew us into your direction. We thank you, Lord God, that while we were still sinners and doing our own thing, you saw fit to save us. You thought we were worth saving. So you came and changed our lives. You thought we were worth keeping, so you cleaned us up inside. You thought we were to die for. So you sent Jesus to sacrifice his life so we could be free, whole, and tell everyone that we know. We went from enemies to friends. We went from enemies to ministers of reconciliation, offering the same salvation you gave us to others. We thank you for your love in action. For you so loved the world that you gave your only begotten son, and whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. We thank you for your love in action. And when you have love in action, it means that you give exactly what is needed at the time to make the difference. Having you there makes the difference in our lives. We thank you for your love. Lord God, we thank you for the faith that you've given us. Hallelujah. The word says that everyone has been given a measure of faith. And just by the faith of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. We can tell a mountain to uproot itself and move across the street, move in a different direction. I pray, Lord God, that you will help us to put our faith in action and no longer live the mundane, no longer live the melancholy lives that some of us have rooted ourselves in. But I pray, Lord God, that you will give us the measure of faith that we need in order to change things in our lives, in order to go after the Goliaths and strike them in the middle of the head, cause them to fall and cut off their head. Give us the faith to live the life that is pleasing to you. Without faith, it's impossible to please you because we have to first believe that you exist, and then we know that you are a rewarder of those who diligently seek you. So this morning, we diligently seek you. We wake up. We make you the first part of our day. We seek you first. We want to come to an understanding. We want to get to the bottom of things, Lord God. We want to commune with you so that you can add all the other things to our life. Lord God, we thank you for the measure of faith that you've given us. And it is our desire, Lord, to live disciplined lives and faithful lives like Enoch. So you can take us up. Help us to live faithful and disciplined lives like Noah. So when we hear a word, when we hear specifications for what we're supposed to build, whether it's a business or a ministry, that we follow through and we do exactly what we're supposed to do so we can get the end result that you plan for us. We want to be faithful like Sarah, who did what she had to do with Abraham in order to have the son of promise. Help us, Lord God, to use the faith that we have. Help us to take the evidence you've given us. Help us to take the substance that you've given us and run towards the promise that you've placed ahead of us. And Lord God, we thank you for the hope that you placed inside of us. Yes, tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience gives us hope. And hope makes us not ashamed, for the love of God, which is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, who is given to us. We thank you, Lord God, for hope. We thank you, Lord God, that it's not this Disney wish upon a star. We thank you, Lord God, that it's not this thing that we just throw out and we carelessly hope for, but it's real hope is the knowing. Thank you for the knowing that you will deliver us. Thank you for the confidence that you will deliver us. We thank you, Lord God, that even though our tribulation does not look promising, even though our circumstance doesn't look promising, we know we have hope. And we know we have faith that you are capable of doing exceeding abundantly above all we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh within us. David said it this way: I will remain confident in this, that I'll see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. We're not waiting for the pie in the sky. We're not waiting for death to be delivered from most of these trials and tribulations. But we know for a fact that the one that has all power in his hands can deliver us. Even now, and we can see fruit. We can see manifestation. We can see deliverance. We can see that you're a bridge over troubled water. We can see, Lord God, that you give us rest. And we can see that there's a party on the other side after we make it through the valley of the shadow of death. We have hope, Lord God, and your hope will not disappoint. Once you arise, our enemies will be scattered. Oh, my God, we trust in you. Let us not be ashamed. Let us not our enemies triumph over us. We have hope that you are able to deliver us. We have hope, Lord God, just like you healed the man with his disease. The question was, are you willing to heal us? And your answer, Jesus, was, yes, I am. The question is never if you have the power. We know you have the power. But we thank you, Lord God, that you are also willing to use that power for us. We pray only because you're close enough to help us. You have the power to help us, and you care enough to help us. And with those three, we can't lose. With faith, hope, and love, we can't lose. We thank you, Lord God, once again, for this win-win system that you put upon us, that you put us in. We thank you that all of heaven is leaning in our direction. We thank you, Lord God, for your favor. We thank you, Lord God, for your grace. We thank you, Lord God, for your mercy. And most of all, on today, we thank you for the faith you've given us, the hope you've given us, and the love that you shower upon us. In Jesus' name, we pray and thank you. Amen. I now pass the prayer line back to the prayer host.
Amen, amen, amen. Minister Bronson, thank you for your prayer on faith, hope, and love at work. Thank you, Jesus. We got to hold on to our faith in these times right here. The devil wants to take our faith from us. We can hold on and hope. Thank you, Jesus. God's going to turn his favor in our direction. And I thank him for his favor this morning. Thank you, Jesus. And love, that new commandment, that spiritual law that we work in. It ain't just lip service. We got to show it through our actions. We have to love one another. In the name of Jesus, God is so good. Our mission statement reads as follows. Number one, we are a church in the city impacting the world. a construction site for the family. The devil is trying to attack the very foundations of the family. Help us, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus, with the family, the man and the woman. Help us. Help us, Lord Jesus. In your name, Lord. Don't let him have his way. A university for success. And a people vowing to praise his name. We're in covenant with you, Lord. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for putting a praise down on the inside of us, Lord. We lift you up this morning. We magnify your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. All right, at this time, we're going to go into our next prayer lead. That would be our own evangelist, Keitha. Are you there? Hello? No, I can't hear you. One second, she's logging in. Are you there?
Yes. Yes, I
okay.
am.
Okay. All right.
Wait
go
minute.
Ahead, Ma.
You, hold on. You are muted, every, I think. Wait a minute.
No, you're fine.
Okay.
Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Let God use you. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Good morning, everyone. I'm filling in right now. I'm trying to see what was the topic. Don't stir up conflict. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all bear with me 1 second. The scripture tells us man should always pray and faint not. And we got to be ready, instant in season and out. We got to have a word. Okay. I just wanted to look at it for a second and see what comes to mind. I was just given it in like a couple seconds ago. But I'm always a willing vessel and praying with something that we gotta always do and be ready to do. So y'all just bear with me. I was trying to think of a scripture, but Lord, he'll bring it to me if it's necessary. Okay, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Saying, don't stir up conflict. Father God, we come before you right now in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up today. Thank you, oh God, for touching us in our body and in our mind and in our spirit, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, because you are good. You are great, and you are, Lord God, magnificent. We thank you, Jesus, for how, Lord God, you have taught us, Lord, how to be meek and humble, how to be full of peace and understanding, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus, because, Lord, you showed us how to be to our sisters and our brothers. You don't want us to be brawlers and to be arguers and somebody to go out and stir up conflict with between the sisters and the brothers in Christ Jesus. You want us, Lord God, to be like you, to walk around in a spirit of love and peace and always have a right answer. Let our speech be seasoned with salt, that we might know how to answer every man when we approach him, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, oh God, for being so magnificent. We thank you, Jesus, hallelujah, for how, Lord God, when different situations approach us, Lord, when they come, Lord God, you give us the power to think before we speak. We thank you for that, oh God. We thank you, Lord God, that our words we get to choose, we get to think about, and we can come out, what come out of our mouth will be what you want to come out of our mouths. We thank you, oh God, because, Lord, your word tell us not to be rash with our words. Let's not be so quick. Let's be quicker to think and to hear and slower to speak. Let's not go causing division and problems among your people, Lord God. We are an example. We are the light. We supposed to be as the city sitting upon a hill that's all lit up and everybody looking at us. We are the God that only some people get to see. That, you know, they may not ever get saved. They may not ever or been taught to go into a church and to reverence God or what to do. But when they see us, because of the characteristics that we have, because of the example that you have set, we are able to be peaceful, to be your example. Keep love, keeping joy, keeping all of the wonderful fruits of the Spirit to portray as we go in and out and amongst people. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God. Thank you for your word, Jesus. Thank you, oh God, because sometime, Lord God, we do have to pray and pray hard. It's not always easy to love our enemy. It's not always easy to just take things lightly when people say or do things that offend us. We say, thank you, Jesus. Because, Lord God, our desire is to please you. We desire, oh God, to be right in all that we think, say, and do, Lord God. And not to go around, Lord God, causing conflict. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There were times in our life when we were doing these things and when it didn't bother us or mean anything. But now, Lord, we're held accountable to be Christians, to be Christ-like. The fighting is over. The bickering is over. The having to have that last word or having to defend yourself. Lord God, you are the defender of the people of God. And we look to you, Jesus, because you fight our battles. We know that the battles is not ours, it's yours. Thank you, oh God. Help us, Jesus, that we may forever, Lord God, be an example everywhere we go in all of our works and our deeds, oh God, in our conversations, even in our thoughts. Because you read all thoughts, Lord God, and you said the thoughts of foolishness is sin. So, Lord, we asking you to help us to keep our mind girded, to keep our thoughts right, keep our heart right, keep us covered in your blood, Jesus, and help us always to remember, Lord God, everywhere we go, we represent you. So in doing that, we have to think before we speak, think before we act. We got to pray every day, oh God, that you order our words, that you set them in order, Lord God, that you order our steps, oh God, that you keep us from running to be a part of something else, to see what's going on and to be in it, Lord God, whereas in time past we might have did that. always running, always being in something, always ready to attack. But Lord God, we know the attack now, Lord God, is allowing you to be the head, allowing you, Lord God, to put what's in us to come out, for you to put what's in us and for you to bring it out. We say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, oh God, because without you being that example, we know we wouldn't be where we are today. We wouldn't be able, Lord God, to just pray when situations and times get hard. When people attack us, we feel, we felt before that we had to fight back. But Lord God, we thank you for giving us the right words, Lord, helping us to choose our battles, helping us, oh God, to bring peace and restore the balance, helping us, oh God, to not be the author of confusion. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for this opportunity, oh God, to be before your people. Lord God, we ask that every listener on the line, that you may touch them, bless them, that we may minister to them this day, that the word that have went forth touch them, that it may be of use for them, Lord, and they can pull it out at the time that they need it. In the name of Jesus Christ, I say thank you, oh God. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all. Back into the hands of our host, my husband, Minister Andre.
Amen. I thank God for a praying wife this morning. I thank God for you. Thank you for stepping in, stepping up to the plate at a moment's notice. I got up this morning and it was like 3. No, it was like 5 is when I got up, but I was wondering where my wife was. She wasn't even near me or in the bed, nowhere. I get up and go in the, come in the dining room, and she at the table, got a Bible, got it open, and studying the Word of God. I said, look at God. God knew she was going to be used this morning, and we thank God for her willingness to obey him. In the name of Jesus. We're at our halfway point. At this time, those of you that may have to leave, we're asking if you can sow a seed at this time. You can do so at our Cash App, that's $ Bishop Eric Clark. Or you can also do a text to give, GIVE, at 216-446-1209. That's 216-446-1209. You can also go to ekcministry.org. You can give your offering there. You can give a prayer request, and you can upload your 1 minute GPS. You can also go on our website and browse and see whatever else we have to offer in our ministry. It's so much there. It's so many things that you can make it, take advantage of if you just go on to our website. All right, we're going to go right into our next prayer lead. That would be our own Minister Tracy. Are you there? Wait a minute. We may have. Are you there, Minister Tracy?
Yes, praise the Lord.
Amen. We'll go right ahead. Let God use you.
Praise the Lord, everyone. God is so great and greatly to be praised. I just want to thank and praise God for just another day, for life, health, and strength. Thank and praise God for all that he is doing for us. I want to thank and praise God for his love. Thank and praise God for his prayer and service line. Thank and praise God for these topics that we have been given to pray on. because the topics we'd be given to pray on, majority of times the ones that be given to me, it speaks of my life. And I just want to thank and praise God because my topic this morning says speak the truth in love. And no matter what are the attacks that we're going through in our minds, our bodies, our homes, our jobs, everyday life, we still got to speak the truth in love. We got to continue to show the truth in love. And we got to know what God works so that we can be able to use the right words at the right time to be able to rebuke the devil, to let the devil know that he's not in charge, that we are in charge, no matter what he's trying to show us or tell us, that we know that God is still able to do all but fail. And at this time, as my topic I said, speak the truth in love, at this time, let us pray. O most gracious God and Father, we come before you today seeking your guidance and speaking truth and love. Help us to discern you and when we have how to speak. Ensure words are filling with your grace and compassion. Teach us to be a vessel of your truth, reflecting your love and character in all we interact. Grant us the wisdom to know when to speak and when to listen, and the courage to address difficult situations with gentleness and understanding. May our words be seasoned with love, building up and encouraging others, and may they always point towards your holiness and the growth of those around us. We ask for your Holy Spirit to fill us with humility so that we may receive truth from others with an open heart. And the scripture I will be reading would be Ephesians 4, 4th chapter 15 through the 16th verse read, "But speak the truth in love, may grow up unto him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body filled joined together and compact by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual work in the measure of every part, making increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love." Speaking the truth in love isn't always about winning an argument or attacking. Speaking the truth in love is not always about winning an argument or using the Bible to attack others, believers. It's about loving, guiding people back to Scripture so the Bible of Christ can be built up in the knowledge of God, equipped them to minister for God's glory. The truth may offend, but our deliverance does not need to be offense. We long to see others walking in the truth so that we can see lives change and the gospel go forth. Teach true divine, but we do not want to be diverse with our words as we are trying to prove ourselves right. It's not about being right. God is right. We want to learn how to rightly discern God's word together and grow spiritually. It can be intimidating to stand up for and speak the truth. It often makes us uncomfortable because we don't want to come across as someone who is a know-it-all or a lover of confrontation. Yet we show love for God and show love to others by pointing them to the truth found in God's word. We can only do that with his help. May we ask for the boldness to love and share his truth with others so they can be free of the entanglement of lies and deceptions and equipment in the build-up in his love. Thank you, Jesus. We know that God's word commands us as Christians to speak the truth in love. This task is not always easy because we might fear rejections from those you have called us to reach. We ask you to empower us, Lord, with your grace, that your spirit will endow us with boldness. Help us to renew our minds with your word. Thank you for our leaders you have placed in our lives to help us to rightly divide the scriptures so that we may be able to divide the scriptures discerning the truth. Help us, God. Help us as we care enough for one another to be able to be encouraging to one another, help one another as we speak in the truth and love. Help us care enough to speak up so that others are also not deceived. Truth matters because souls matters to you. And you want to see the body of Christ walking in truth and love so we can shine brightly for the world. Let us, Lord, speak the truth and shine brightly in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. I have a short testimony. I wasn't sure if I was going to share this testimony or not, but as I'm reading, I'm still being attacked. 2021, I was in a car accident, actually 3 years straight in a car accident, but this one ended up giving me a concussion, a really bad concussion that lasted a whole year that I had to experience. I had to sit in dark rooms with sunglasses on. I had to isolate myself from my husband and my children because the thing about the things I was going through, wasn't sure of the purpose or the reason of the test because the car accident wasn't as bad. The car wasn't. It was just me. I had to go see neurologists and all the above. And when I was saying that I was out of my mind and didn't know which way I was going, it's a very touchy topic for conversation for me at this time, so just bear with me. And I didn't know which way I was going. I just felt I was going out of my mind. I couldn't even open my mouth to pray to the Lord. All I could do is maybe wave my hand or hum or even just say something in my mind because the impact of the car accident, of the headaches I had. I dealt with a headache for a whole year. From the top of my head to the back of my head, somebody was sitting on the top of me and putting pressure. And I couldn't even go out the house. I couldn't drive myself. My younger son had to leave college to come down by his choice to help take care of his mom. And I was thanking God for that. My husband's working, and the other was pitching in to help out. And they was like, something's just not right. I just kept repeating myself. And my words slur, and I can't get out the words, even though I know what the words say. I couldn't get it out. So I noticed on maybe 2 weeks ago, Wednesday, with our prayer and praise service we have here at our home, how that I couldn't get my words out. And the enemy kept trying to attack me and tell me what's about to take place with me. And I began to bind him in the name of Jesus. And on last Friday, when I was online praying, I was tangling up my words once again. I couldn't get them out. And I notice he's trying to do it again today. But in spite of what life throws at Sister Tracy Treadwell, I'm going to continue to press my way. So, saints, if y'all hear me online, flumming my words or stuttering, I'm here to do the work of the Lord. I may not do it the way I would like to do it like I used to, but I'm not sure exactly what's taking place. But one thing my pastor did reassure me and said, God don't renege on his healing. God had healed me from that. That was a trauma that I went through. Evangelist Keitha Kitchen know it. Jeffrey know it personally. She know it personally. And I actually had to go through these times. I had to text her, and she would encourage me. And I just want to thank and praise God today that I am healed. I am healed. And God not reneging on his healing. No matter what the enemy keep trying to throw my way, I'm still going to stand on the word of God. Who report, I'm going to believe the bleeding report of the Lord. And I just thank and praise God because he was like, there's no use keep praying. There's no use keep praying because you're fumbling on your words. You can't get your words out. They don't want to hear that. And I said, no, I'm not about to give up. I'm not about to throw in the towel. I'm going to hold on and continue to do what thus said the Lord. So we as sisters and brothers in Christ and as saints of God, we have to hold one another up. So I'm asking y'all to hold Sister Tracy Treadwell up as I pray. And you may hear me saying stuff that don't seem right or off the wall. Just say Jesus. That's what I used to say, just say Jesus. I couldn't say nothing else. I could say Jesus because there is power in the name of Jesus. And I know it's our job to endure to the end. Crawl, walk, skip, or hop. I got to make it to see my Jesus. Crawl, walk, skip, or hop. I got to make it.
I fast too many times. I turn my plates over too many times. I cry out to the Lord too many times. I pray 3 or 4 times out the day to the Lord. I read my word. I try to be an example before my family and everybody else. There is no devil in hell going to stop me from doing what thus said the Lord. No matter what it may take, I'm going to continue to press my way. Press my way because I know God is able. I know he's able. So just keep me in prayer. I love each and every one of y'all. God bless you. Back to the end, Minister Andre.
Amen, Minister Tracy. Thank you for your testimony. Thank you for your prayer. We are praying with you and for you. God has given you the victory and healing. We claim it with you. We touch and agree in the name of Jesus. Sound like a made up mind to me in the name of Jesus. I pray that God give me a made up mind. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Have your way. The Believer's Declaration. As believers, we are discipled through daily ministry. As mature believers, we minister from our location. We are a strong people who know God and serve his purpose. Thank you, Jesus. If anyone is interested in becoming a host or a prayer lead, you can call the church. We would love to have you on the roster at 216-475-6327. That's 216-475-6327. Thank you, Jesus. I'm thankful for all those that have worked before me. The prayer leads, Minister Bronson, Minister Keith, Minister Tracy. I am Minister Andre. I'm your last prayer lead. We are praying for all those that are on the prayer list. I'm not going to name all the names, but God knows who they are. We are keeping them in our minds, and we're lifting them up in the name of Jesus. So he intercedes in their behalf, that he gives them victory over whatever they're going through. We're giving all honor to God. We know Mother Sumlin, she's doing all right. We checked on her. I just mentioned her name because we checked on her yesterday. She's doing well. Keep her in your prayers and keep all those in the nursing home, in the penitentiary, those that are loved ones that are locked up. In your prayer, God can help them and bring them out with a new attitude, a new mind, and a new understanding. He can save them and fill them with his spirit in the name of Jesus. We ask that we keep our children, those that are in going back to school, keep them safe. Don't let any harm or danger. Don't let the devil do anything. It's so crazy out here now. You could just be going to the market and something can happen. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. And cap your angels around our children. The new declaration, large sums of money is coming to the people of God. And I will pay my tithes. I'm going to be in the right place at the right time for a blessing. Financial support is coming to this ministry on a daily basis. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. For your support from the east, the west, the north, and the south, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for how you're doing, what you're doing to undergird this ministry. All right, we're going to be coming from the Bible, from the Daily Walk Bible, the NIV version, Daily Walk Bible. I'm going to be reading from 2 Timothy 3rd chapter 16th verse. All scriptures is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so that the man of God or woman of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good works. Exodus 20:3, you shall have no other gods before me. It's a minefield of false gods in the world today. It is just a minefield. So many false gods out there. Matthew 4:10, Jesus said to him, "Away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only." Do you know who you're serving this morning is my question. Do you know who you're serving? Lord, help us, Lord, to serve you. Help us to put you first in our lives amongst all of this chaos and confusion, amongst all of these false gods that are trying to infiltrate and get our attention. Lord, help us to know the difference today. Help us to see the counterfeits that's being perpetrated in the world today. We need your discernment like never before. Deuteronomy 6:14. Do not follow other gods. The God of the peoples around you. Your connection affects your direction. People are worshiping all manner of gods today on TikTok, Instagram, you name it. They claiming it as a god today. Your connection will affect your direction. Help us, Lord Jesus, to be connected to you, Lord, the only true and living God, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, that we have a personal relationship with you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. We need you, Lord, to show up and show out today, Lord, in our lives, Lord. We proclaim the living God today, the one God, the Alpha and Omega. Thank you, Jesus. You are our Alpha and Omega. Romans 6:13. Do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and offer the parts of your body to Him as instruments of righteousness. Help us, Jesus, to offer our bodies to you, Lord. Help us to yield our members, Lord. Give us the ability to fast and pray. Give us the ability and the power to bring our flesh under subjection to the will of your Spirit, Lord. We need your power operating in our souls, in our spirits, in our minds, Lord. We can't walk this without your help, Lord. We don't want to walk it without your help, Lord. We thank you for strengthening us today, Lord. Help us to submit. Help us to crucify. Help us to mortify ourselves for you, Lord. We need you, Jesus. We need your help today, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 4:15-16. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weaknesses, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in the time of need. Thank you, Jesus, for coming down here on this earth for your 33 and a half years getting the victory. If don't nobody know what we're going through, we can look to you, Jesus. You know, you have experienced everything that we're going through today, Lord Jesus. But you got the victory over it, Lord. We thank you, Lord Jesus. And you say we can come to you in those times of need, in those times of weakness that we may be going through, Lord. You understand them, Lord Jesus. All roads lead to you. And we thank you, Jesus, for your example, Lord. You told us that we can cast our cares and our burdens on you. That you said you are able to keep us from falling and to present us faultless before the presence of your glory with exceeding joy. And we thank you that we can stand on your word today. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we know that you are coming back soon. We don't want to get comfortable with this life. We don't want to just be comfortable with this world, Lord. Don't let us compromise today, Lord Jesus. You got something better for us, Lord. We're waiting on your return, Lord. Deep down inside of me, I know that this place is not my home. And I thank you for that today, Jesus. I thank you for the eternal life that you've given me to look forward to, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your word today, Lord Jesus. Thank you for equipping us, Lord Jesus, with your Holy Spirit. Thank you for putting it down on the inside of us, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Help us to put away any false gods that may have infiltrated, got into our lives unsuspectedly, Lord. You know what they are, Lord. Help us to put them down today, Jesus. In your name, Lord, we only want to worship you and you alone, Jesus. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Have your way in our lives, Lord Jesus. Don't let us worship the creature more than the Creator, Lord. We worship you this morning, Lord Jesus. We magnify your name, Jesus. We look to you, Lord, as the author and the finisher of our faith. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Continue to have your way in our lives, Lord. Lord, help us to know who we are serving today. Don't let the riches of this world entice us, Lord Jesus, to turn away from you, Lord. Keep us looking to you, Lord, for what we need, Lord Jesus. You supply all of our needs, Lord Jesus. Help us, Lord Jesus. We want to go with you when you come back, Lord. Make us ready, Lord. Time is running short, Lord. I hope we don't even have another 35 years down here, Lord. I hope you beat and came before then, Jesus. Hallelujah. But until then, Lord, we're going to stand for you because we know life down here, like my wife said, is but a vapor. Here today, gone tomorrow, or here today, gone today. But Lord, we trust in you, Lord. An everlasting crown is what we're after today, Lord. We're seeking those things that are above, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, that we can keep our mind stayed on you. And you said you would keep us in perfect peace, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we don't have to compromise to the world today. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can uplift your name. We can stand on your promises. Help us to pick up our crosses and follow you. Like and subscribe to your, to you, Lord. Like, follow, and subscribe to you. That's what we want to do. With our whole hearts, Lord. With our whole hearts, Lord Jesus. Help us to follow you today, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, let it be done, Lord. Lord, help us, Lord, to do whatever it takes to offer our body parts as instruments of righteousness, Lord. We want to be instruments of righteousness, not instrument of wickedness, Lord Jesus. We look to you, Lord, for the help, Lord Jesus, to make a difference in this world, Lord, to be the light of the world, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for bringing salt to us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for helping us to be salt, Lord. Have your way, Lord Jesus. Lord, we love you, Lord. And we thank you for being our high priest today, Lord. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can just continually pray to you, Lord Jesus, and look to you. In the name of Jesus is my prayer. Amen and amen. All right, we are all at the end of our prayer line, our prayer time. I could have went on, but I just thank Jesus. I thank God for what he's put on the inside of each and every one of us. All right, Bishop is coming on. God bless everyone. God bless everyone. Have a great day. Love you.